am here in studio with the Marshfield Veterans Agents. We've got Karen Paulette and Lisa Potts. Thanks so much for joining us
today.
Good
afternoon.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you. All these nice big smiles on this, on this cloudy day. You have a very important ceremony that's coming up at the end of this week, and it's honoring some people who served here from the town in Korea and Vietnam
yes.
that didn't come home. And this is a way to remember them. Karen, what's happening?
On Friday, we are continuing our memorial sign dedications. We've done a few already, and now we are moving on to our Vietnam veterans and our Korean War and Korean era veterans that we're going to honor.
And Lisa, when you say honor them, I know that there's a sign. Where do the signs go?
So the memorial signs are going above street signs in the neighborhoods where these veterans lived prior to their deaths. So we've got six we're doing this Friday, and we'll unveil the six, and then our DPW will hang the signs over there. Designated streets.
Do you want to read me
sure.
the names of the six?
We have from Vietnam, we have Specialist 4 Richard Olson, Lance Corporal John Berrio, Specialist 4 William Cogshaw. What do I have? Seaman Apprentice Ronald Daly. And then from Korea, we have our Second Lieutenant Ronald Ferris. And we have Private Mark Erickson, who served in 1992, but he was in Seoul, Korea.
Okay.
So we have him here as well.
Always good to remember that names. And Karen, we were talking a little bit off air earlier how this project started. And I think it's a story that people need to hear. And I think it's a great story and a great salute to friendship and to service. Mm.
It is. Our local veteran, David Smith, went to Vietnam, and he was friends with Jimmy Mailer, who, when they came home, he did not come home. So David came home without his friend, and he carried a lot of survivor guilt with him over these past years, and he really was always looking for a way to honor his friend, and he went to Senator O'Connor's office and asked about what could we do, and they decided, you know, memorial sign would be a great way to honor his friend, and Patrick reached out to us, and it just flew from there.
That's nice. And unfortunately, there's a little bit of a sad note to this when it comes to David Smith.
Yeah. David passed away right before we were able to unveil the sign, but we did speak to him often, and we did tell him this absolutely, without a doubt, would happen, and we would be honoring his friend. And within that, we honored David as well.
That's right, and it is very important. And I think, Lisa, you have a very good way of putting it. Why is it so important to put up the signs? They're remembered, but it's not just the few people that knew them.
Well, we're memorializing the veteran, right? But mm-hmm. we're honoring their family, because when that family drives by, when your friends and your neighbors drive by and you see their name, you're the ones that remember. I mean, they're the ones that are left with the grief, with the guilt. Mm-hmm. It's just an amazing tribute to all of them.
Absolutely. Now tell us again, when is this ceremony?
It's this Friday, October 4th, at Marshfield Town Hall, up in the Selectman's Chamber. It's at 11:30 a.m.
And if people want to find out more about this or more about any of the services that your office has, how can they find out? What's your phone number?
Ooh. Gonna give it to me.
There you go.
Yeah. Let's see, 781-834-5576. And also, we have this all over our social media, and anybody at Town Hall, you can inquire.
No, where is your office at Town Hall?
First floor, first door on the right.
Okay, that sounds good. We're going to put this information up online, too.
Great, thank you.
Karen Paulette, Lisa Potts, Marshfield Veterans Agents, thanks so much for joining us
today. Thank you, Christine.